You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
We're not structured at all with our conversation. Our conversation will go anywhere, but eventually within that, we call it going into the weeds. You know, there's a set path, but we just know that we're going to be on this track and we might veer off into the weeds, but as long as one of the four of us can lasso it and bring it back on track, get a good question in that starts to bring it back to the timeline of the artist or whatever project they're involved in, you eventually get all or at least most of the information you would be trying to go there for, plus you would get the information that as a real fan you want to know personally about these artists too, and to get people in a vulnerable state to where they open up about themselves.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. Hope you had a killer week. I most certainly did. This Vox and Hops episode is presented by Heavy Montreal. Heavy Montreal is Montreal's premier metal promoter. If you are ever in Montreal and you are looking for a great metal show to go to, well, trust me, Heavy Montreal will have you covered. They put on a bunch of killer shows all year long. They are simply the best. Goddamn stoked to have them behind the podcast. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I'd just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I would love for you to tell a friend about the podcast. If there's someone in your life that just loves extreme music, that just loves craft beer, well, you should absolutely let them know that the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast exists. If you would encourage one of your craft beer loving metalhead friends to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, that would be something that I would truly appreciate. This week on the podcast, I'm very stoked to be with Anthony Trapani of the Cali Death Podcast, Severed Savior, and Odious Mortem. Get ready, everyone. This is Vox and Hops episode number 434.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Very stoked to be with Anthony Trapani of the Cali Death Podcast. We are doing a crossover episode. We are doing this live from the Monk's Cellar in Roseville. Roseville, right? Am I crazy?
Roseville,
here?
Yes.
Well, talk to me about the city. What does it mean to you?
I don't really know too much about Roseville.
I've never been here. I was confused when I saw it on the flyer.
Yeah, I mean, it's Sacramento adjacent.
Exactly.
You know? I'm more familiar with Lincoln, Rockland area up here because I got a family up here and stuff. But yeah, never really been to Roseville too much. Actually, I don't think I have at all until now. So, but I know why I'm here. I'm here to chat with you, have a beer, and go see some Cryptopsy tonight, dude.
Hell yes, we are playing next door at the
Goldfield.
The Goldfield, that's right. Yes. And I was doing research like before the tour started, and I was like, this is like a country bar. It's going to be weird. But like, yeah, this city is beautiful. I've been having a great day. It feels cleaner and safer than when I've been recently.
Right.
And the venue is actually super fucking awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been to this venue yet either. I just looked it up. It's 300 capacity, so it's, you know.
Well, you never know.
You
it's
can
Saturday
pack a bunch
night
of people
in Roseville.
In there. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Totally, dude. Sacramento actually is one of the more flourishing scenes in California.
Hell yeah.
You know, this is basically the new spot to hit.
Hell
this area,
yeah. That makes me excited.
Of the Bay, you know? So it has taken the Bay's spot when you look at all these metal tours, especially since, you know, the pandemic. San Francisco has not really been the place anymore, and it made me sad for a while, but I'm actually moving up here anyway, so I'm going to be close to it again. You know?
Hell fucking yes. It's Vox and Hops, crossover episode with the Cali Death. Vox and Hops is all about hanging out with my metal friends, talking about their lives and music while drinking craft beers. What are you drinking there?
I grabbed the Hollywood Sky IPA.
Hell yes. It's a big boy to
Yeah, yeah.
6.8 American IPA. For myself, I got the Necessary Evil. It's a pale ale, New England style, 5.8. They dry hopped it with Mosaic, Strata, and HBC 586, which is the hop that I use in my Haze Wars.
Oh, okay.
And it's been following me because I had some 586 last night, too, at Ghost Town Brewing. So
nice, nice. Cheers. Cheers to you, too. I got some beers for you in the in the bus as well. Flow through them in there.
Hell
for me.
Yes.
Got a variety. There's actually one, I forget the brewery, but it's a benefit for Maui.
Nice.
It's the part of that's going towards
okay,
Maui.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah.
So that was mainly the reason why I grabbed it. I think it's a session IPA. Yeah, I got a few different varieties that we'll check out later, too.
I am excited for that. Continuing on the topic of beer, take me back to your very first beer.
My very first beer was in in Clear Lake, and it was actually my grandfather that gave
no
it to me.
No way.
I was a child.
How old?
I was probably about 9.
Okay.
And I was bugging the shit out of him to taste it. I seen him drinking it all the time, and I was like, and it was one of those, fine, just take a sip. And I sipped it, and it was one that he had sitting out for a while.
Oh.
No carbonation.
This is no cigarette butts in it.
No cigarette butts in it. But it was a hot day, you know. I've been sitting out in the sun, and I was like, I'm never going to have one of those again.
It's like a death metal sometimes. Yeah. The first time I heard Cryptopsy, I was like, this is too much.
Right.
And now here we are.
It was a warm Budweiser that had been sitting in the sun, so I just needed to wait a few more years before I tasted better beer. But yeah, dude, really, I didn't really get into beer until my adulthood. You know, every beer I was having up till, you know, my mid 20s was just shitty lager, whatever was available. Maybe some Red Hook ESP or ESB, whatever it was. That was when I started to feel like I was getting a more mature palate.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, it was, you know, the craft beer craze. Maybe I caught it a little bit earlier before it went completely insane. You know, I used to visit my cousins in Portland, and they have a brew fest up there every year, or pre-pandemic. I don't know if they still do. I'm sure they still do it now. But that's when the haze craze was happening, too. So I was I'm still into hazies. But, you know, I'm not too much of a beer drinker now because I like to keep my weight down.
It is full of empty calories. Yes.
That definitely was what made me blow up the last time I did. So I'm like, beer's good. I like it as an occasional thing now, you know. And it makes it better when I have it.
That's
you know?
The scarcity makes things so much better. And I have to tell myself that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know. Sometimes beers come to me, you know.
When you're on the road and shit, you know, it doesn't matter then. But now it's you could totally nerd out on it. You could totally nerd out on
it. It's unbelievable the expansive reach of what has happened in the craft beer industry
and the risks,
the open fermentation that's coming and becoming very popular, all the mm-hmm, sours. Mm-hmm. But the risk, yes, for breweries is
crazy. And you see now I'm starting to see these tiki-inspired cocktails, or not cocktail-inspired, so that one's a sour over there. I was like, wonder if that's any good, but I don't know. It's probably just juice, you know?
Podcasting. Talk to me about starting a podcast. I know what goes into running a podcast.
Yes,
it's not an
yes.
easy feat. You guys are a group of people, so give them all a shout out and who everyone's role is.
All
and
your
all
jobs get split into four over here. So that's probably what's kept it is, although it's not easy, as easy as it is for us. But yeah, starting the podcast, it was, you know, just coming from those Zoom calls we were all having in the pandemic, you know, and we'd be sitting there having beers and talking shit, and why not record it, you know? And then we started talking about, or no, so the first pilot episode, I wasn't even really a part of it. I was the first guest.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, that was the test episode, and Casey had hit me up and said, me and Joseph want to try and do this thing, and we want you to be the first guest. And the vibe was there from the beginning. Although if you go back to watch that episode, you see that there's definitely differences in how green we were in the beginning. I mean, we still, by no means are we an organized thing, but it works a lot smoother now. And there's more of a real, I mean, everybody was real from the beginning too. That's what made this thing great too. But so it was, then we decided that it was going to be that same kind of thing where we would interview one or more people from a specific band, or, you know, eventually multiple bands. And it just naturally was all the closest people that we were with in the scene. Disgorged, Decrepit Birth, Deeds of Flesh, Archaic, all those guys were amongst the first few episodes. And then once the ball was rolling and we started continuing to book guests, you know, we get to episode 24 and we have the full Cryptopsy lineup. First time we've ever had the full lineup. I was nervous as shit before that.
Really?
One.
Oh. Well, it was smooth. We had
my
fun.
The way I was looking at it was I already have a terrible time remembering people's names.
But Zoom is easy because the names are there.
There, I know. But I'm this, you know, I kind of fell back into my early fanboy status of holy shit, Cryptopsy. And so that was getting in the way of me thinking about, you know, introducing everybody and doing the intro is like the thing I only freak out about for some reason.
And
I stopped freaking out about it.
And once the conversation just starts happening.
That's how it was. Yeah. I don't freak out about the intro. I always mess up when I speak, dude. And I know that we say like too much, I'm sure, for most people who aren't from California.
I say stoked too much.
Stoked, yeah. So there's all these things that no matter what, we're not going to shake them. But yeah, it's always the intro. I always forget to plug certain things. I always have this. I never, ever tell anybody that it's on Twitch. I'm like live on Twitch, never telling anybody that we are on Twitch, but or mention the YouTube. But yeah, dude, it's really just, it's turned into something that I think about every day. You know, we're almost 150 episodes into it. And it's almost 3 years, and we love it. We're probably not as booked far in advance as you are, because I know we've talked about your booking schedule, and that's pretty intense.
I have altered that. I'm sort of just taking a step back. The tour sort of created a different atmosphere where I was going to get content on the road, which I have done a bit, but not enough. Yeah. I am just going to take it as it goes, because you guys just sort of fly by the seat of your pants a little bit.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
it's like, who are we going to get next week? Oh, we're going to get this person.
Well, no, it's not like that. Actually, we are booked about 10, 12 weeks in advance.
Oh, there
now.
You go.
Yeah. It was probably, you know, we've had this conversation in the past, and it probably was, you know, on a previous episode that you were on, maybe even the Cryptopsy episode. Yeah, we were flying by the seat of our pants. There was Wednesdays where we would be like,
who's on tomorrow?
Yeah. And then just something miraculous would happen. It would fall into place. We would have an episode and we live to fight another day, you know?
And at the end of the day, it's our content.
Yeah.
We're not contractually obliged to drop episodes every week.
Right.
But we do.
Yes.
And why is that? Where does that energy come from? I ask myself this question. I don't know the answer.
Right.
Who are we disappointing? Ourselves.
I've thought about that many times. Yes, you're exactly right. We would be disappointing ourselves the most if we didn't put out the episode. Especially if you get just this momentum and this rhythm happening, and then it just is, the consistency keeps going and going and going. So then it becomes your also, you don't want to betray the perfect record that you have.
Yeah,
you
know? I feel that. I feel that. I'm like organizing breaks now.
Yeah.
Which is something that is good for my mental health.
Uh-huh.
And that hustle. It lets me. I was interviewing Guar the second time I had them on, and I remember like just feeling like drained and not as interested in the conversation than I should have been.
Right.
And that was a moment where I was like, okay, I need to start taking breaks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
rest my interview mind.
Totally, totally, dude. And Yeah, the excitement's still got to be there, dude. I mean, I think that's what makes you and I or any other podcaster that's been doing it for this long to be genuine and present.
And we're both from the scene. We're both musicians. We've done a bunch of press. I, like, literally have done a lot of press.
Yeah.
For the record that just dropped as Gamora Burns and...
Killer fucking record, dude.
Why, thank you. And every time the interviewer... is a little bit different mm-hmm. or has a different approach and makes you fall outside of your standard question list that yeah. you end up building as you do 40, 50 interviews is refreshing. And the Cali Death podcast is definitely that. So.
Thanks, dude. Yeah.
And I strive for that as well.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I wasn't even necessarily a spoken thing. Either. I just know that I've listened to enough podcasts in my life that I understand that the best ones are all the people that I think I know them personally.
Yes.
I've never even spoken to
exactly.
them, but I know so much about these
exactly.
people because they've opened up themselves to their audience.
I love finishing an episode and then feeling like I'm that person's friend.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's what everybody's striving to do. I mean, there was even that meme where there's a guy sitting cross-legged style and he's eating next to a picture of a bunch of people laughing together. And the meme was what it's like to listen to a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're sitting there laughing with something that really isn't there.
That's correct.
But you feel like you're
a part
there
of it, yeah.
in the room with those people, you know, and you also get to a point where you listen to people so much that you can actually guess, you know, what they might even say next.
Yeah, especially you know? As a Vox and Hopshead listening to my podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they know where I'm going sometimes.
Right, right. And we all have those. We all have certain sayings that we always use every now and then that ends up being like the Anthony thing that is always said or whatever. But yeah, and I just think that is a good thing about Cali Death Podcast and the great dudes that I do it with, Joel Horner, Casey Howard, and Joseph K. Love you, dudes. Those are my resident homies. And they are just as real as I am, you know, and I think that you set that environment for a guest immediately from the start. You know, our pre-pod is just the same kind of banter that we have.
Just fucking around and joking and making fun of each other.
Yeah, yeah. And most of the time we get into a conversation with the guest that we wish was being recorded at that moment.
Exactly. Yeah.
And but that's a good thing because we're already off to a great start. If we as the content creators are already feeling that, because you know how
the connectivity.
You feel like you the train's moving in the right direction,
yes.
and everything's
yes.
flowing smoothly, and it's just a feeling that you get. So when you're getting that pre-pod, you know the guest is feeling it. You start going, you just get into it, and most of the time the guests do have that same reaction where we're not structured at all with our conversation. Our conversation will go anywhere, but eventually within that. We call it going into the weeds. You know, there's a set path. It's not even really set, but we just know that we're going to be on this track and we might veer off into the weeds. But as long as one of the four of us can lasso it and bring it back on track, get a good question in that starts to bring it back to the timeline of the artist or whatever project they're involved in, you eventually get all or at least most of the information you would be trying to go there for, plus you would get the information that as a real fan you want to know personally
totally.
About these artists
totally.
Too, and to get people in a vulnerable state to where they open up about themselves.
They forget that they're being recorded almost.
Like everybody says the Paul Masvidal episode was probably the greatest episode we did just because it was 4 hours that felt like it was a half an hour.
Unbelievable.
And it was just so deep, and there were so many different aspects of Paul that we got to really dive deep on. He brought stuff out of me in there, and so it's just like, and that's the great thing too about these legends that we've had on the show, is the same thing with Luke LeMay, giving us that much time. Steve DiGiorgio, all those guys, 4 hours plus.
Wow.
I would never even imagine that I could sit for an hour with these guys and pick their brain. And it's something about that environment. And it sounds, and now I'm starting to feel like I'm getting pretentious with it, because, but I'm just saying that we've done something very organically and naturally and created this energy and this environment that just lets people almost feel like they're in therapy.
I think it's awesome. I think it's
and with you too. You're 3 times on the show. You were a great surprise to me on the 100th episode.
That's
didn't
correct.
Even know you were going to be there. Yeah. And then pop on, and I'm here with Mike Hamilton and Matt McGackey, and I'm just like, dude, this is how we fucking do it.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
The Cali death, I got asked this question a lot about Montreal. Why Montreal? How does Montreal have so many prolific bands? Mm-hmm. Why does California? Let me throw that question. And then obviously that there's a reason behind why it happened. And then you naming the podcast, the Cali Death Podcast.
So that's actually funny, because on our way over here, I was actually having a similar conversation with my buddy Mikey that I came here with. And we were talking about Bay Area hip hop. And it's another like bubble that contributed to the culture and the scene, but it was something stand out. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's all the psychedelics and weed that are out here. It might really be something that might be mixed into the waters that people,
maybe.
You know, not literally, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of mushrooms, a lot of acid out here, very readily available since I was a teenager, you know. And I think that there's a healthy load of creativity for some reason too, and I don't know what it is about California. I mean, we have, you know, Hollywood and all this, all these different, I mean, but the Bay Area specifically, Metallica comes out of there, you know, the hippie movement, you know, the Summer of Love, it's all San Francisco, you know. I don't really know exactly what I can pinpoint as to why that is, though. It has to be a mix between substance and culture.
I would think you're hitting something there. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's been more accepted to alter your consciousness out here versus other places.
That's
and
true.
I do think the statement that I made in this conversation all the way over here too is, if you look at the decades and you look at what drugs were the most popular at that time, and
what music came out of it,
you can immediately see it's translated into the music, and it's supposed to, it's almost like we're creating sounds that work with the drugs that we're taking.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And the 90s were a bunch of weed and beer and psychedelics, dude. And I think that a lot of great stuff, and without being that guy that's, in my day, but I'm saying the 90s was something special. And I think California had a lot of contribution to what was happening in the 90s. And I think it's humbling to be near an ocean. I think it's very humbling to... I there's this one part I used to drive over in Pacifica every morning, and I'd see the vastness of the ocean. And it would immediately just throw me right back in my seat, and I'd just be like, that's so big, dude.
Yeah.
That's so big and so mysterious, you know? And it's right there. I like to dip my toes in it every now and then, but...
I did in San Diego.
Hell yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, you have to, dude.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
I didn't know. I played Brick by Brick so many times.
Hell yeah.
I didn't realize how goddamn close the beach was.
Brick by Brick was an interesting experience for me as a youngin'. I was pre-21 when we played there the first time.
They were like, you play outside.
And basically it was that they let me play inside, but they had to have security next to the stage to immediately escort me out as soon as the set was over. And I, as this 20-year-old, you know, full of testosterone asshole screaming about fuck security the whole time. And yeah, I just look back on myself and I'm like, oh, that was shitty. They were just doing their
immature
job.
That's all. Yeah.
You have those. Everybody has those. You know? And of course, it's going to happen at 20. But yeah, Brick by Brick's a great venue. Our buddy Ed from Disgorge, he used to do sound there. I don't know if he does it anymore, but
Riley McShane, Vox and Ops alumni, ex-Legion.
He's
doing all the production there now.
Sick, dude. Yeah. That's rad. I haven't talked to Riley in years, so that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I was hanging out with him the other day. It was awesome.
Sick.
Back to the podcast and doing interviews. What would be, you say that there's no pre-planned path of any conversation. You go into the weeds, bring it back. What would be an episode that just got out of hand, out of control, that you wish that you could redo?
Well, I probably end up too drunk to remember how bad they get sometimes. There's been a lot of episodes.
Do you listen to your own stuff after?
No.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
To take it back, the only thing that I ever really listened to is the intro.
Really?
To see how much I fucked up on
really?
It. Yeah.
That's funny. Because you don't edit. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, I shouldn't say that. I'll be honest. I was able to sit through Paul's episode very easily, which is surprising because I'm one of those guys that gets kind of cringe listening to myself talk, you know, and even have that sometimes with listening to my performance on albums too. I can never really, I shouldn't say I can never really sign off on all my stuff, but
give the Vox and Hops heads. I introduced you as only the podcast, but you're more than that.
Yes, that's so, all right.
So
that's totally
give
fine,
a shout
dude.
Out to all your projects.
Yeah, I'm also the vocalist for the bands Odious Mortem and Severed Savior. I've been on two Odious Mortem's albums, Cryptic Implosion and Synesthesia, and I was the vocalist on Servile's latest release, which was in 2008, Servile Insurrection.
It's still live, though.
Yeah, still alive. We still are. Yeah, you know, they've recently been talking about Severed getting back into maybe wanting to write some new music, do an EP. Working on Odious Mortem right now. Casey is already completely tracked. Alex and Carrie are already completely tracked on guitar. Me and Joel, we need to get moving.
Come on, Joel. I'm sad he's not here tonight. I love Joel. My first European tour was with Joel.
Yeah. And I loved hearing all the stories when you guys got on the episode and stuff. And that's so cool that it goes back that far, too. I mean,
it's a spider web of connectivity. It's unbelievable.
And it's a very strong web.
Totally.
Know? The web doesn't break very easily.
No,
right?
No. We have to be a big dicks.
And I really believe that. I believe that some of my most longest lasting and potent relationships have come from this scene, this
it's crazy
community, you know?
Because we're all doing it for the love and the passion.
Exactly.
We all know what sleeping in a van feels like, mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. in a bus feels like, mm-hmm. not bathing for multiple days, living off of baby wipe showers,
granola,
peanut butter sandwiches,
gas station snacks, and all that
That's
kind of
it.
Shit. Yeah,
hunting for toilets.
Oh, dude,
it's like the main.
That's actually a very
point topic,
high on the list right
of like what bands talk about and think about on the road.
Oh yeah, because the simple aspects of everyday life aren't available to
correct.
You. You're unrooted. You're not tethered to one thing.
Correct.
You're a constant moving.
And then on the bus, there's only one rule, which is don't poop in the toilet.
Yeah, you can't, dude.
So because of that, in your mind, you're like, oh, I gotta find a place. Where? And then what if it and we all the dreaded hot bagging.
Dude, I've heard horror stories on the show from, I can't even cite who it was, but there was dudes that would hack that by putting a plastic bag in the toilet, shitting into it, and just tossing it out the window.
Oh, yeah. People do that.
If they were too strapped for time and they needed to get to the next show, it's
You can't stop sometimes.
The highway flush, dude.
Well, that's what's interesting about it. Like, when you stop a bus, it's just, there's too many people on the bus.
Yeah.
So every stop is, it's not 5 minutes. It always turns into...
Who's sharing? Are you sharing your bus right
I'm
now?
I'm sharing with Abysmal and Visceral Disgorge right now.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of you dudes so in there.
15 humans on a bus.
Yep.
We're having a good time, though.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsheads? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right. I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States, and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of Death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer, and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode.
Back to a conversation. You said you sometimes you get too drunk, you don't remember.
But oh, yeah.
What would be something that just went too far and you personally were like, oh, this is out of control?
I probably have said some things that I regret on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean...
Do you ever ask them to cut stuff?
No.
No?
Okay. No. Yeah. No, because I don't think that I go that far. There have been actual... people that we've had to edit some stuff.
They asked you?
Either that or we had to make the edit because they went too far in what they said. And we
I
had to,
do that out of respect to my guests who
yeah,
I cut.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that they were doing it out of malice or anything.
Yeah, but it could be missed.
There's certain words that are used now or that could be used now that are, you know, very they hit hard for a lot of people.
The cancel culture is intense.
And we tend to think that although we're not censored in any way, by no means. I probably have said fuck within the first 30 seconds of most of the shows and immediately get thrown out of the algorithm.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe that's the only thing that I would say that we should probably do is edit my F-bombs in the first 5 minutes or whatever. But, yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, one, we want to hold up the reputation of the show. So if somebody says something that it would be too offensive to a certain group or whatever, we don't want to be affiliated with that. We're
wholesome.
Yeah. Well, that's what
you're
I'm
real,
to.
But wholesome.
Yeah. We
and
definitely,
respectful
definitely,
to everyone.
There's very non-wholesome conversations that do happen on the show, but... When it comes to hate or singling out any certain thing, I'm not really for it.
I completely agree.
And also that person after a few drinks, if they let something slip and they regret it, they would want us to edit it too. So
absolutely.
We just immediately do that and be like, "Don't worry, we got you." You know.
Are there some guests, some dream guests that you haven't gotten yet? 150 episodes in.
I'd love to have Corpse Grinder on. Dude.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to have Corpse Grinder on.
He would go for 5 hours.
Yeah, and I would love that, dude. And we have a line to him, but, you know, maybe the last time... That's another thing, too, is we've gotten no's from some bigger names and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean that I won't go back and ask them again now that we, you know...
Oh, that's it. No,
you know,
Dewey from the Peer Pleasure podcast, we had this exact conversation. And he's like, just because it's no now doesn't mean that in 6 months it's not. It's
I never
gonna,
gave
it might
up.
Be a yes,
yeah.
You know?
Dude, to get Luke LeMay, it took me almost a year.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Man. Monthly pop in.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Still, just checking if you have some
just
time.
Letting you know, we'd love to have you on, man. You know, and we'd have, you know, conversations about his woodworking and stuff and all that. But just one day, one email, he's like, let's go. And I was just like, see, if I would have just gave up after that month with this man that already is hard to get a hold of, I somehow got a direct line to him. If I were to give that up after one or two tries, I would just be so disappointed to know that if I just stuck out for another year.
I think that's like a musician hustle brain too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're doing this, not much money. We keep persisting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the next tour will be better. And even, or like on a tour, it's like, oh, tomorrow's going to be better.
Yeah. That's
so just keep trying.
I think that might be more prevalent in this humbling community and scene that we are a part of. No, we know that we can't make this a full-on career. You know, most of us can't. And so I think that with that aside, we know that we are in this for the love and the community. And so we want to contribute as well as continue making something that we love, because it's also a selfish thing. We have to be in love with our projects, dude. Like, I can't be on something that I can't be, that I'm not fully in love with, you know? But I think that I'm getting roundabout with it. But basically, I think that creativity is more of a currency in this, and value through your creativity is what people really see. And if it comes straight from the heart, and I think that it comes more straight from the heart in this, again, small pocket that we've all built and made, like, we've made it ours. Everybody's welcome. And as soon as you're in, you're fully in, you know? I know that there's probably, like, still the people are like, metal only, you know? But I think that now the blending of so many different art is expanding this thing more, too. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just rambling about.
No,
I don't
even
know if I answered
sense.
Your question in there, by the way.
I don't remember what the question was, but I liked what you were saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you at a point where publicists are hitting you up and encouraging you to have conversations with people?
We've had a little bit of that, yes. We also have been approached by a few guys that are within, like, social media and stuff. They think that they can help build this thing, but, I mean, we don't make any money. So I don't know how much money we would want to put into having another person on board behind the scenes doing that kind of stuff. I'm a father of three, you know, working 50 hours a week. So I can only, and I'm computer illiterate almost. So I can't really contribute too much on that end for this. That's why most of this is getting the guests has been me.
That's your hustle on it.
Casey does his fair share of getting guests too, but I kind of for a while was really just gung-ho about getting guests, dude. I was like, I can't make flyers, I can't, you know, do the social media stuff. I'll get the guests and hopefully, you know, keep the show going. And it always has been going.
That's for that. You hang out with people that you want to hang out with, and that's what I'm sort of stepping back into with Vox and Hops. Throughout the whole pandemic, I was dealing with a lot of publicists, and it's like a booking agent and a promoter relationship. It's like, oh, am I going to get the big artist on their roster?
Yeah.
If I don't take these ones that they're suggesting. So trying to go back to what I did the first 100 episodes were just with my friends.
Yeah. We've had these up and comers that also we've given, but they've always had some kind of connection to the show, really, you know, like whether it be Joseph, Casey or Joel or me, either it would be as low as just somebody being a fan and knowing about their Facebook page and getting in touch with them. But that's kind of what we've wanted to do with the show too, is like, we'd love to obviously talk to the legends and talk to our peers, but we also want to have episodes with up and coming bands that are really don't have that much of a following, but they show potential, or they already have talent enough to where they should be known more, you know? And there has been examples of that too, but Like with your show, you probably definitely have had plenty of guests that you didn't know anything about them, you know? And I think that actually gives to the conversation, though, because I'm able to...
I won't even listen to the music sometimes.
That's
I just want to talk to the person.
Right, right. So I tend to sample just a little bit so I have some kind of reference. But that is the main thing, is talking to the individual. And I think that if... And when I say that there isn't really any plan, I think that I can actually change that answer to... It's the person's timeline. Their life story is
exactly
our plan. We want to go through it in mostly chronological order and then let the conversation
flow
fall
where
wherever it's going to fall, you know, just like it would naturally if we're just sitting
at a bar, having a beer.
Having a beer.
What about collabs? I love making collabs. I've released over 80 of them in the past 5 years. What would be the perfect collab for the Cali Death Podcast? It could be a beer. It could be weed, because I know that you guys are big into that culture.
Flip-flops, dude.
Hell yes.
Get some like high-quality Cali Death flip-flops, dude.
That's something you've done?
I would love to do that.
Okay,
but
so
I want it's got to be high quality. That's the thing. So.
He is wearing flip-flops right now.
I
He's
am.
Got his tongs on.
And, that would be a goal merch item that I would want to be made for the show. But I wouldn't want the, you know, cheap fucking flip-flops where you got the plastic straps that come through the bottom. No, these are, I want them to be high quality, so they're probably going to be pricey when they ever come out. But that would be a collab with like rainbow sandals or something.
There you go, rainbow, let's go.
I would love to go with rainbow sandals, dude.
It is important when you make merch, and something that my wife has been talking about, Jessica, a lot, is that when you sell someone something, you want it to be their favorite thing ever.
Right.
That has to be perfect
every day.
I got to eat and I got to play a show. So I'm going to wrap this up. Classic Vox and Hops wrap up question.
Dude, go for it.
It probably doesn't happen to you very often because you cut down on drinking a lot because you don't want to blow up, as you said. But every once in a while, hypothetically, tonight into tomorrow morning, what is your hangover cure?
My hangover cure definitely involves coffee. It would have to be a bowl of oatmeal with a bunch of mixed berries up in there. That makes me feel better no matter what. So I'm like, that right there, I would have to lay that out as the baseline. Plenty of water. Probably, if it's going to be a long weekend, though, I'm probably going to crack a beer pretty soon. To get that hair of the dog.
Hell yes. But only one. You got to stop after that, people.
That's it. If you go more than one,
you're
going to
be
napping, and then you're going to wake up and have your double hangover for that night. And you don't want that. You want it to dissipate. You don't want it to increase.
I love it. Anthony, thank you so much. Crossover episode. I love doing this.
Yeah, dude. We'll figure out a way to put this on our, at least our audio feed for sure.
You got it.
And dude, this is cool. Thank you very much for having me. To everybody who hasn't listened to the podcast, please do. Cali Death Podcast. You can listen to it on any podcast platform.
And it's YouTube, live on Twitch, too.
Live on Twitch every Thursday nights. I never fucking say it. Live. So twitch.tv/CaliDeathPodcast is the URL for that. CaliDeathPodcast.BigCartel.com for merch. And you'll hear some new music from me as soon as we're completely ready to put it out.
Hell fucking yes. Cheers.
Dude, cheers, bro. Thank you very much, dude.
Hey, thank you all so much for listening to Anthony. I knew that I love and appreciate that. Man, I really wish I recorded more episodes on this tour, because when I was putting this together, man, did it bring me back to that day, the whole memory of the show, being at the Monk's Cellar, having that afternoon with Anthony and all the other cool people that were hanging out with us that day, such as Gabe Sieber, the amazing drummer that is in basically every band. What a killer, killer night. I had so much fun. Massive, massive thanks to Anthony for doing this and hanging out with me. If you have not checked out the Cali Death Podcast, well, you absolutely should. They put out content all the time, and it is all simply killer. I cannot recommend that podcast enough.
Massive cheers to you, Anthony. Thank you so, so much for hanging out with me, and loads of love to the rest of the Cali Death podcast crew. Now, if you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast mailing list. You can do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week that contains all of the details of everything that has happened recently in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You get to see which episodes I dropped recently. You will get to see which episodes I have coming up. You will get to hear about any projects I have in the works before I announce them to the public. You will also get to find out what's going on in the world of Cryptopsy and with As Gamora Burns dropping just last month. We have a lot of stuff going on, so if you want to be up to date in that, sign up to the mailing list. The mailing list also includes all the details of all the albums that the Vox and Hops album review crew have reviewed recently, and you will get to see which albums Jerry Monk, Vox and Hops' metal architect, has added to the Brutal Awakenings playlist. There's always a lot of stuff going on in the world of the Vox and Hops metal podcast, so please do me a favor and sign up to the mailing list, because I hate when you miss a single thing. The Vox and Hops Metal Podcast is brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts. I hope you have a killer rest of the week. I will be back next week with one episode on Tuesday with Jake Oney, the vocalist of Oney. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.